It's Paul Harris filling in for McGraw, and that's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin today in Middletown, Connecticut, where 36-year-old Jennifer Wilcox lost control of her car, almost crashed into another car. Officers came and arrested her after she failed a field sobriety test, blowing a blood alcohol level of 0.17. She admitted that she had drank half a bottle of hand sanitizer. Quote, "I just saw it there, so I drank it," unquote. A police spokesman says the amount of alcohol that she drank in the hand sanitizer is equivalent to 32 shots of vodka. It's the same alcohol in beer, wine, Jack Daniels, whatever, but it's more concentrated. Jennifer is charged with driving under the influence, released on a $500 bond. Now we go to Springfield, Massachusetts, where a woman was in the bathroom at Samuel's Sports Bar at the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame when she heard a man and a woman ripping a TV off the wall. The witness ran out and told the manager, who locked the two suspects inside the ladies' room while another employee called the cops. When the officers arrived, they opened the door, confronted the man and the woman, who claimed they weren't stealing anything, said they were in the ladies' room together to have sex. Unfortunately for them, the cops noticed that somebody had also tried to steal the TV in the men's room. And to make matters worse, it turned out that the man and woman who claimed they were going to have sex were brother and sister Robert and Amanda Larravee. They were arrested. Story number three, Cassie Bernard enjoying a horse riding lesson with instructor Jennifer Cording on a beautiful clear day. Ah, not a cloud in the sky, but chicken falling from it. Yes, several pieces of chicken rained down on and around them, and no one's sure where they came from. There is a Tyson chicken processing plant nearby, but officials there, of course, deny that the falling poultry was theirs. Milton Johnson, who's the local land protection manager, says it was likely that the chicken parts came from improperly composted dead chickens on a nearby farm. An avian expert named Brian Watts thinks some seagulls carrying chicken in their mouths are probably to blame. Whatever the reason, Jennifer called off the rest of Cassie's lesson, said it was one of those things that people will talk about for a long time. We do have a quote here from radio station general manager Arthur Carlson, who commented, "As God is my witness, I thought chicken parts could fly." And our final story comes from Pretoria, South Africa, where police pulled over a preschool teacher who was found to have crammed too many kids into her car. Nursery school teacher Melanie Minnie was pulled over in her Renault Clio, and officers found a lot of kids in there. Now, when I say a lot of kids in a Renault, you think, what, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 kids. 3 in the front seat, 10 in the back seat, 6 in the trunk. Melanie told the cops that she had already taken a carload of 10 other children back to the school. She said it was the first time we'd gone on an outing, and I guess it's our last. I'll never do that again. Minnie was fined about $160 for overloading her car. Here's my favorite sentence in the story. After finding 19 kids in the car, a reporter thought they had to put this in the story. It was unclear whether any of the children were wearing seatbelts. When you got 19 kids in the car, some of them are seatbelts. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for this Wednesday morning, October 17th, here on the Big 550 KTRS.